भगवते वासुदेवाय So this morning we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 30, entitled The Activities of Prachetaj, text number 20. Nabhyavat Hridayae Yat Gyaha Brahma Etat ब्रह्मवादिभि न मुह्यन्ति न शोचन्ति न हृष्यन्ति यतः गतः नव्यवादिदये यज्ञा ब्रह्मै तद ब्रह्मवादिभि ब्रह्मै तद ब्रह्मवादिभि न मुह्यन्ति न शोचन्ति न हृष्यन्ति यतो गता न हृष्यन्ति यतो गता नव्यवान् हृदये यज्ञो ब्रह्मै तद् ब्रह्मवादिभि ब्रह्मै तद् ब्रह्मवादिभि न मुह्यन्ति न शोचयन्ति न हृष्यन्ति यतो गता नव्यवाद्हृदये यज्ञो ब्रह्मै तद् ब्रह्मवादिभि न मुह्यन्ति न शोचयन्ति न मुह्यन्ति न शोचन्ति न हृष्यन्ति यतो गता नव्यवद्धृतये यज्ञ ब्रह्मै तद् ब्रह्मवादिभि न मुह्यन्ति न शोचन्ति न हृष्यन्ति यतो गता Ladies, Nabhyavat, ever increasingly fresh. Hirdaye, in the heart. Yat, as. Yaha, the supreme knower. Paramatma. Brahman. Eta, this. Brahmavadibhi, by the advocate of the absolute truth. Na, never. Mohyanti, are bewildered. Na, never. Suchanti, lament. Na, never. Hrishyanti, are jubilant. Yat, when. Gataha, have attended. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Always engaging in the activity of devotional service, devotees feel ever increasingly fresh and new in all their activities. The all-knower, the supreme soul within the heart of devotee, makes everything increasingly fresh. This is known as the Brahma position. By the advocate of absolute truth, in such a liberated state, Brahma-bhuta, one is never bewildered, nor does one lament or become unnecessarily jubilant. This is due to Brahma-bhuta situation. Purport: a devotee is inspired by the super soul within the heart to advance in devotional service in a variety of ways. The devotee does not feel hackened or stereotyped, nor does he feel that he is in a stringent position. In the material world, if one engages in chanting the material name, he will feel tired after chanting a few times. However, one can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all day and night and never feel tired, as chanting is increased. It will come out new and fresh. Srila Rupa Goswami said that if he could somehow get millions of ears and tongues, then he could relish a spiritual bliss by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There is really nothing uninspiring for a highly advanced devotee. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that He is situated in everyone's heart and that He helps the living entity forget and remember. By the grace of the Lord, the devotee gets inspiration. Tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam preti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam enamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. 10:10 Bhagavad Gita. I stated kusala karmanam. Those engaged in auspicious activities in devotional service are guided by the super soul, described in this verse as gya. one who knows everything, past, present and future. The super soul gives instruction to the sincere, unalloyed devotee on how he can progress more and more, approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Jiva Goswami in this connection says that the super soul, the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exists in everyone's heart. But in the heart of devotee, he reveals himself as ever increasingly new. Being inspired by him, the devotee experiences increased transcendental bliss in the execution of his devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjani Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadeviyai Ma Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Yadamus Purusam Bhukte Gunan Sodasa Sodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bhashansime Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Itadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhumayamacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswade Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare So it is stated, Grihe thaka bane thaka sada hari bale daka. Whether you stay as a householder at home or become renounced as brahmachari or sannyasi or vanaprastha. Grihe thako bane thako. Sada hari bole dako. The purpose is to chant loudly the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Everyone has same purpose. Whether one is brahmachari, sannyasi, or Girafta, doesn't matter. When Maharaj Yudhishthira asked to Narad Muni that my dear Devarshi, you have described so nicely the Jati Dharma, but I am householder. We are householder. Kindly describe some short way. Kindly describe something that even in household life we can attain the same goal like brahmachari and sannyasi they attain. Grihastam etam padavim. Grihastam etam padavim. That vidhinam jena chanyasa. And there are so many activities are there in household life. So please describe something nice. Then short time we can achieve the same result like sannyasi and brahmachari they are attending. So Narad Muni, to answer Maharaj Yudhishthira's question, he said, Griheshu avasthita rajan kriya kurvan nithochitaha vasudev arpana sakchat upasita mahamuni. The Griheshu avasthita rajan. First of all, Prabhupada said, where brahmachari remain brahmachari, grihastha remain grihastha, vanaprastha remain vanaprastha, sannyasi remain sannyasi. But do your prescribed duty. So, griheshu avasthita rajan. Your householder, stay with wife, children, family, society. Kriya kurvan yathochitah, yathauchitah. Perform the prescribed duty properly, according to sadhu, shastra and guru. And what is that prescribed duty? Vasudeva arpana saksha. One must learn how to offer everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all-pervading Vasudeva. And how to learn that one? Upasita Mahamuni. You go seek association of Mahamuni, great saintly person. And in their association, as and when you get time, yathakala, I said, as and when you get time. Brahmachari sannyasi 24 hours a day. But householder, yathakala, as and when you get time. You go, associate with saintly person. You hear, chant, serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he said, by doing so, satsanga, chanik sanga, by associating with great muni or saintly person, satsanga, chanaik sanga, the other association with the body, wife, children, society and friend gets cut in pieces. Chanaik, satsanga, chanaik sanga, all the sanga gets cut. So although you may remain in society, but you'll remain raktavat. Inconnected, but not connected. Example is given of dry coconut. The coconut is green. When the coconut starts getting the sunshine, then slowly, 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 after some time, we find the coconut dries. Although it remains in the cell, but is separate from the cell. You can hear. It is cell, but separate from cell. Same way, it remains in family, society and friend, but remains separate from them. And that happens by satsanga, by hearing the glory of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So grihe thako, bane thako, sada hari bale dako. So here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is giving a very important instruction. This is Bhagavad Gita. The Personality of Godhead is speaking. Only the receiver in Bhagavad Gita is Arjun, and in this Bhagavad Gita, the receivers are Prachetaj. That is the difference. But instruction is almost same. He said, Madavarta Yata Yama Nam. Madavartaha, in the topic about me, Yata, is expended Yama Nam every moment, 24 hours a day. Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should be engaged 24 hours a day. In Madhavarta, hearing and chanting the glory of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Sadhu Goswami in Vrindavan. 24 hours a day they were engaged. Krishna Ketana Gana Nartana Para Prema Mritambo Nidhi. They were engaged, Krishna Kirtana Gan Nartana Parau, in chanting the glory of the Lord, dancing, hearing, 24 hours a day. That was the activity of Goswamis. When somebody came from Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu used to inquire about this Goswami. What is their schedule? How they are passing their life and time. And their schedule was given. Asya prahar krishna bhajan chari danda sayane nam sankirtana nai kono dine. Suskaroti chana chibaye bhog parihari. That was their schedule. Asya prahar krishna bhajan, 22 hours a day, they were engaged in chanting the glory of the Lord. Chari danda sayane. Hardly 2 hours they have to sleep. Nam sankirtana nahi kono dine. And when there is akhand kirtan, there is no time when to sleep. That made them Goswami. Here also, madavarta yat yama nam. Yama nam. Every yama. Every moment. They are engaged in Madhavarta. That's their enjoyment. That's the enjoyment of a devotee. So here the Lord is telling to Prachetaj, Jai Sri Gonita Radharasvayasthanam, that Grihesu Avistam Chapi, even though you will be entering in household life, but business does not change. Business is same, and that is chanting the glory of the Lord and hearing. That gives the pleasure to the devotees. Machita madagata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tusyanti cha ramanti cha. They enjoy. So those kind of devotees who 24 hours a day they are engaged in Madhavarta. So what happened to them? The result of those who are engaged 24 hours a day is described in this verse. He said, Navyada Hridaya Nabhyada Hridayat. Nabhyad means new. Ever fresh.
You have seen the leaves, the new leaf of tree. Looks so tender, so nice. You see the old leaf and see the new leaf. You'll find different. You see a small boy and grown up person. Same boy who is grown up. When a small boy, everybody likes to play with him. When he has no more stars and beard, right? Everybody likes to play. After some time, when he gets mustache and beard, okay, one who has more relation. But a small kid, whether sannyasi, brahmachari, grihastha, anybody, they play. Like we see Prabhupada's photo with that girl Saraswati, Prabhupada giving his two fingers. Same way, even the small cat, dog, a small puppy, everybody likes. They are innocent. They are clean in their heart. So devotee of the Lord, their heart becomes clean by being engaged in devotional service of hearing and chanting. So this is the result of hearing and chanting, that they are never morose. They are ever fresh. They are ever fresh. Because the process of Krishna consciousness is kevala ananda kanda. You get only ananda. So there is no question of being morose. It will always be blissful. So he said, it said here, nevada hridaye. The freshness comes from the heart. And if somebody's heart is dirty, then he will not be fresh. He will be always disturbed. Sada samudhiya asat grahaya. One who has accepted the asat to be the ultimate truth, or a blind person, a spiritually blind, he is totally disturbed. Always disturbed. Sada asam udigna dhiya. He is always disturbed. He doesn't trust anybody. He doesn't trust the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't trust his own relative. Because he asat grahaya. I always give that example of the blind man. There was a village and there was a blind man. Kamrup, Prabhuji, late night. So, kitne log so rahe hain, haath uthao, jo so rahe hain. Chalo, ek to imandar purush gusra hai, so rahe hain, haath uthaya. So in that village, there was a blind man. Everybody was going Vrindavan, Haridwar, Chardham Yatra, here, there. Nobody was taking that blind man anywhere. So one day, one saintly person like Tamal Krishnaji, he came. He said, "My dear sir, today I am going to Haridwar and I would like you to come with me. Chalo, let us go to Haridwar." That blind man felt so obliged to Tamalji. At least somebody asking me to come to Haridwar. What will I see? But never mind. That is the Haridwar. That is the last place. And I am sure Lord will do something nice for me. So both of them, they went to Haridwar. It was winter season. So, they went around and in night time they were sleeping. So different people had different kind of habit. Some people talk while sleeping. Some people walk while sleeping. We heard somebody just gets up and walk and comes back and sleep again. So this blind man has a bad habit of rolling on the ground while sleeping. So they were sleeping and they had only one blanket together. But the blind man, he rolled, and he went furthermore. And when he went, he was sleeping, there was one cobra snake was lying there. And due to excessive, too much cold, that cobra snake has become like a rod, like a lathi. So this blind man, the blind people get up very early. You have seen any blind man? We had a Dhritarashtra here. Dhritarashtra was not blind by birth anyway, he became later on. But one who is blind from the birth, they get up very, very early. So this blind man, he got up early. Because for them, there is no question of sunrise and sunset. They can sleep any time. They don't have to wait till 12 o'clock night to sleep. Anyway, so he got up early morning, and for blind man, as soon as they get up, they want to know where their stick, the lathi, that is their eyes. So he was looking for his stick, but since he had rolled out from his original place where he was sleeping, where he had left his lathi, and where he was sleeping, there he met the snake, the cobra snake, who had become very stiff due to excessive cold. So he took the snake and he was going from up to down. Oh, my dear friend, thank you very much for bringing me to Haridwar. See, Lord is so merciful. He has given me such a nice stick. On the top, it is a strong, thoda mota hai, I can hold it nicely. And then down, it is very skinny. I can stick anywhere. It will not go anywhere. I will stick anywhere. So he kept, polishing that snake, thinking to be a stick. And he was so happy, so jubilant. And after some time, his friend got up and he saw that the blind person is not here. Where he is? Then he sees that he has taken a snake in his hand and he is rubbing the body of the snake. So the friend told, "My dear sir, what are you doing? You are holding a cobra snake. Throw it away. But the blind man started seeing everything and after some time said, "My dear sir, you are so noble person. You are so nice person. You brought me here. Lord is so merciful. He has given me a nice stick." And he became so greedy for this stick also. Or he could have asked me, I could have given you. I could have given you. You are telling me to throw. Aapka aankh lag gaya is par bhi. You want this stick? The friend keeps crying, "Please, this is snake, I am telling you, this snake, due to the excessive cold, the snake has become stiff. Please throw it." But no. He was blind, outwardly and inwardly, every way. He wouldn't throw. Then after some time, the sun came, the weather became a little warm, and then snake started becoming soft, but he was still holding, and snake bitten. So all the materialistic people, they are so blind, and all their wealth, dhan, jauman, putra, parijan, they are like that snake, asatgrahayo. And the saintly devotees, they go and tell, "Give up this thing, give up this thing." They are not going to help. hitvat patam grihandakupam varam gato yad harimasrayeta. Give up. Take shelter of Supreme Personality of God. No. Hari, such a nice Lord has given me nice wife, nice children, nice bank balance. Why should I give up? But nothing helps them. Nothing really helps them. But one who has no desire for this asat grahaya, or one who has not accepted the asat things to be truth, and they have accepted the absolute truth by hearing and chanting, their heart is clean. Therefore, they are never morose or disturbed. So even we as a devotee, whenever we feel morose or disturbed, then we must know that our heart is not clean. Our heart is not clean. Somebody's heart is clean, then he said, Nyavat Nabhyavat Hridaye. Ever freshness he feels in his mind, in his consciousness, in his heart. Everything is ever fresh. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kanchati Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. This is the stage of Brahma Bhuta. The Brahma Bhuta stage. Their heart is clean on the Lord. Sunday night I gave Bhagavad Gita class. And Prabhupada, in that purport, he writes, the sloka was anumanta. Kaise tha? Upadrashta anumanta cha. That was a sloka. So, the Lord is upadrashta. He is only simply witnessing our activity on anumanta, sanctioning authority. That is practically what he does, sitting in the heart as Paramatma. But Prabhupada writes in the purport that one whose heart is clean, usually the Lord does these two things. He simply witnesses and he gives sanction to do things. But when somebody's heart is clean, first of all, they will not do anything wrong. And even they want to do something wrong, the Lord will guide them. So, here, same thing, one whose heart becomes clean, the Supreme Personality of God is Gyaha, Yat Gyaha, the Paramatma, he guides them not to do anything wrong. They are guided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Prabhupada quotes here in purport, Tesam sadyuktanam majatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam enamam priyandite. The Lord sitting in everyone's heart, one who is constantly devoted and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, priti purvakam, with love and affection. What does the Lord do? Dadam buddhi yogam tam. I give them intelligence by which they can attain me. The Lord gives, and as elsewhere said in Bhagavad Gita, matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. The knowledge, forgetfulness and remembrance all comes from me. So that personality of Godhead, he, one who is constantly engaged in madhvartha, in glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their heart becomes clean and they are being directed, they are being guided by the Supreme personality of Godhead from the within the heart of Chitta Guru. He guides them. The Guru duty is to guide disciple what is right, what is wrong. So Chitta Guru, he starts working as Chitta Guru and he guides them. Brahmai. Brahmavadivhi. The advocates or knower of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They say that those devotees who are constantly engaged in hearing, chanting and preaching the activity of the Lord, they are ever fresh, they are guided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And same thing he said, Brahmabhuta Prasannatma. They are Prasannatma. They are always happy. No sochati. They are happy. So there is no question of lamentation. One who is lamenting, they cannot be happy. They want more and more and more. Same thing here. Na muhyanti. They are never bewildered. The people who thinks that material things are everything, or I can be happy by having big bank balance, having name, fame and glories, or one who is hunted by this witch Maya, they are really bewildered. And they are kripana. The materially bewildered people are kripana. Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, he gives the definition of kripana and brahmana. Kripana is one who do not know the ultimate goal of life. And brahmana is one who knows the ultimate goal of life. So, if somebody becomes kripana, then he totally bewildered, like Arjuna was bewildered. And he said, Karapaniya doso upahata svabhava prichhami tvam dharma samuddhacetaha yasrayam nishitan bruhitaname sasteham sadhimam tvam prapanna. Karapaniya doso. Because of this bewilderment of kripanata or miserliness, he was not knowing what is right or what is wrong. So one whose heart is clean, he is not bewildered. He is very clear in his thought, in his activities, in his word, in everything he is clear. The first qualification of a person who is situated on Brahmabhuta platform is described here by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is giving authority to Brahmavadivhi, the advocates. The advocates of, or the knower, by the advocates of the absolute truth. They are advocate. They are advocating the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they said, na muhyanti, they are never bewildered. Na sochanti, they are not lamenting ever. Where is the question of lamenting? Where is the question of, you know, they are always, they are doing chintan, not chinta. The Brahmabhutas, one who is on Bhumiprabhavam, they are doing chintan. They are always constantly remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And whereas other who is not on Brahmabhuta platform, they are always doing chinta, 24 hours a day. Hankering, lamenting, oh, I got this thing, I should have got more than this, and so on and so forth. So, three things, muhyanti, sochanti, hishyanti. They are not bewildered, they are not lamenting if they don't have something, And if they get something, they are not over joyful, because they are equal. Sama sarvesu bhutesu. They are sama. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone, the devotee of the Lord or from people who are on Balabhuta platform, they are also equal to everybody. Therefore, they go anywhere and preach without any discrimination. Like Sat Goswami, Dhira Adhira Janak Priyau Priyakarau. Dhira Anadhira. Prabhupada said, gentlemen and ruffians. For both. Dhira Adhira Jana Janak Priyakarau. To please everyone. So, the qualification of a devotee is given here. When devotees see other devotee happy, that is their happiness. And when devotees see other devotee unhappy, that is their unhappiness. When a materialistic people or one who is not on Brahmabhuta platform, one who is hunted by this witch Maya, when they see other happy, they become morose, unhappy. And when they see other happy, they become morose. And when they see other unhappy, they become very happy. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he sang one bhajan. Anybody remembers that bhajan? Amara jivan sada paape rahe, nahi na punera les. Or? Parela? Haan. If others are suffering, I enjoy. That is the nature of materialistic people. So now they are the parameter for us to check. They are parameter. And with parameter we can check. Hey, if others are suffering, am I enjoying or am I suffering? If others are happy, am I happy or becoming envious or jealous? And then immediately we can see our position. A very crystal clear. A scriptures are like mirror. Through the scripture, we can see ourselves, we can see our position, we can see everything. Just like in mirror, we can see our face very nicely. Same way through a scripture, we can see our contamination. That how much contaminated we are. How much purified we have become. And so on and so forth. So, the devotee, these three good quality, na muhyanti, they are not bewildered because they are guided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead from within, Paramatma. Na sochanti, they are not lamenting. Na hishyanti, they don't become over jubilant. And lastly, he said, yato gata. One who has attained that platform of Brahmabhuta. So, this is the qualification of devotees who are on, Brahmabhuta platform. And Prabhupada starts this, that inspiration from within comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is not tempted by the material objects or glittering of material world. He is always engaged in Madhavartha. And Prabhupada gives example that in material world, if anything is there, like every Friday, there are new movie release, right? A very nice song is there. How long are you going singing? How long are you going to sing? You get bored. Next Friday you have a different song. But this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you can go on singing for your life after life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Prabhupada said, however, one can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all day and night and never feel tired. In material world, if you are thirsty, you say, water, 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 pani, 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 pani. Your thirst will not get quenched. Rather, you will become more thirsty. But when you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then you get more and more and more and more and more taste for chanting and for dancing. Chanting, dancing. We like to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, nothing else. That is Yugdharma. Yugdharma is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So devotees should chant more and more Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. As Rupa Goswami prays for Tundavatandavani Vitanute Tundavali Labdaye. I do not know what nectar is there in Krishna Varana Dvayi, in these two syllables, Krishna. Then when you start dancing on my tongue, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Then I feel like having thousands of tongue. And when the same holy name enters in our ear, in my ear, I desire to have thousands of ear. It's unfortunate that we have only one tongue and two ear and we are not utilizing fully. That goes to show that we have no taste in chanting and dancing. I observe sometimes devotee in kirtan, they don't even chant. Very taste gone. They dance with the instrument. When nice mridanga, kartal and harmonium, whatever you bring, played nicely, then they dance. Otherwise, no. The taste had to come from the holy name. The instruments are only to assist, that's it, or make little melodious. Not even melodious. Holy name itself is melodious. Holy name is not lacking anything. How is that? Nitya Siddho Purnamukto, right? Avinnatva Namanamina. It doesn't need anything. We have to develop the taste in this chanting, the holy name. You develop the taste in hearing. Jayadratha Swami Maharaj, in his seminar, in Kirtan Standard, he tells, that sometime when we are eating, the substance is rice, dal, sabji, chapati. But we like some pickle, we like some chili extra. We think we increase the taste by that, but no. It's not true. Same way when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then we like to add something new. Like I am tired of saying this thing. So many times Jai Jai Jai, this Jai Dai Jai. We already having a Jai Dhoni, Jai Om Vishnupad. We have Jai Dhoni. We don't need extra Jai. Gaurnitai ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshmanamma. No. As much as you can chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. That is Yugdharma. Maharaj says that even Samsara Davanal, many devotees they repeat twice. Even Sri Guru Charana Padma, they repeat twice. Why twice? Finish it, jaldi. and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra more. Chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra more. That's Yugdharma. Mahaprabhu gave us, Prabhupada gave us this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Naam Naam Nakari Bahudani Sarvasakti. All the names are powerful. Whether it's a Sitaram or Radharasa Vihari or Gornitai or Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, everything powerful. But they are not Yugdharma. Yugdharma is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Develop the taste in this chanting. And then develop the taste in this chanting and dancing. Then you will have no problem. What he said, Namu Yanti Na Sochanti Na Ishchanti Yatogata. If you take shelter of this holy name, if you take shelter of Madhavartha, glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you will not be bewildered, you will not be hankering, you will not be over jubilant, and always you will feel fresh. So today, a sloka is how to remain ever fresh. Okay? You asked not topic. So how to remain ever fresh? By becoming Brahmavadi. By becoming or by becoming situated on the Brahmabhuta platform. By 24-hour a day glorifying Yamanam. 24-hour a day glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead and chanting the holy name Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Any question? Comment? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. So you described about this Brahma Badibhi and you quoted that sloka Brahma Bhuta Prasannatmano Sochatina Kankhati. But next is said Madbhaktim Labhate Param. Then after Brahma Bhuta platform one can achieve this Parabhakti. And this Parabhakti symptoms Lord described in chapter 12, verse number 17. Jo na hrusyati na doshti, na sochati na kankhati, subha subha parityagi bhakti man me same priya. So how a Brahmavadi can achieve this platform without achieving this devotional service? Mad bhakti labhate.
You know ABCD? You know ABCD? And ABCD starts from nursery class. And you know up to where it goes? After the end of education, which is nowhere. So ABCD remains everywhere. And Brahma Bhuta means simply understanding only one thing. And that is, I am servant of Krishna. And that is ABCD of spiritual life. And if we know this thing, in fact, and we believe in this thing, then all things automatically manifest in due course of time. So here, it is very simple thing is given by Madhavartha, by glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our hearts become clean. Shnotam sokatha krishna punya sravana kirtanam hridyam tastha hi abhadrani vidunoti suhishtam. When heart is clean, vidunoti suhishtam, when become santa, when become satam, and then other thing according to our position we get. Madhabhakti labhate param. Bhakti is, they'll get parabhakti. You know? Parabhakti means transcendental devotional service. And that para-bhakti means according to our constitution there. I always have two kinds of constitution. One constitution is jivare sarup hai Krishna nitya das. That always remains. And other constitution is according to our connection with Krishna. The Santaras, Dasaras, Sakya, Vasalya or Madhurya. But in everywhere the service is there. Whether Radharani or Yashoda or Subal Sridham or Hanuman, the service is there. The constitution, the ABCD is there. So Brahma Bhuta means simply one thing, to realize that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul, servant of Krishna, and start serving. And through that service, the heart gets clean. And when heart is clean, then the Lord will accept us according to our clean heart, according to our relationship, what we have. If our relationship with Krishna is only up to Sakya, we cannot go in Madhurya. We will remain there. And again, there are no hankering and lamentation. I should become gopi. Why I am there? Why only I am dasya? No. They are content. A dasya. Hanuman, you will never think that I should become gopi. He is content. Because ultimately, the constitutional position is to serve. And he is serving. Be happy.
Hare Krishna. That Brahmavad is those who follows the path of only Jnana, this Jnana Yoga. They also called as Brahmavad.
No. Here it is not being talked. Read the purport. Brahmavadi here is said about the people who knows about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vadanti tat tat vidam tattvam jajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sundate. The Brahma Jnani means one who knows Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Prabhupada, Acharyas, they are Brahmavadi. Prabhupada very clearly writes, the advocates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are advocating. And these Brahmavadi, you know, don't take that code meaning, you know, of this Brahmavadi means Jnani. No. These Brahmavadi here, what the Supreme Personality of Godhead replying, earlier to this Brahmavadi, in previous verse said, Madhavartha, the 24 hour engaged in glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that had to be devoted. Like Sanak Sanatan also, they are Brahmavadi. But Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhav Jaite. We sing every time, no? Sanak Sanatana Baranita Charite. They are Brahmavadi. But they are, what they are doing? Sanak Sanatana Baranita Charite. What? They are talking about the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And anybody who talks the pastime of Supreme Personality of Godhead, we get this quality. Na hrishyanti, na sochanti, na mohyanti. Even we, where do we stand? Hum kis gali kutte hain? Are we Brahmavadi? No. We are in the process. But with chanting, many times, thing comes for lamentation, but we don't lament. Haan, Bhagwan ki ichcha hai, Bhagwan kar diya, kya karenge? Right? We are satisfied. So the process is very powerful. And anybody accepts this process will become pure. Theek hai? Other question?
Out of the five types of relationships with Vishnu, one can relate in Dasya Bhav and Shant Bhav. with Krishna in other three, Vatsalya, Madhurya and Sakya. How about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Rama? What are the options to relate with them?
It is not true that in Santa and Dasya one can relate to Vishnu. Jamuna ji, all the trees in Vrindavan, Brajraj, they are in Santaras. They are serving Krishna. So how can you say to relate to Vishnu only? They can relate to the Krishna directly. That rasa is there. Lord Chaitanya came as a devotee. He, the Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna nahi anya. It's not different. But he came as a devotee. And he released the Madhurya Bhav. You are releasing that Madhurya Bhav. And that Madhurya Bhav came through this chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. So let us not get into which rasa we are. Let us chant Hare Krishna and automatically, you know, it will manifest. We don't need to worry. Prabhupada gave example, when you start eating, you don't need to worry, kitna pet bhara hai. Go on eating. Automatically you'll come to know, okay, now I'm content, no more. Tushti, pushti. Both things come. How is that? Your belly will be filled up, you'll get a strength, and you'll feel satisfied. All three. Okay, yes. Mike.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You mentioned that whether a person is householder or a brahmachari or a sannyasi, the business is the same, that is Krishna consciousness. But don't you think that brahmachari and sannyasi are able to do more brisk business and earn more spiritual profit compared to a householder?
Not really. Shastra does not discriminate. This is the humility of householder. They think, oh, you are free, you are 24 hours a day chanting. Are I am saying whole Bhagavad Gita I have spoken to Arjun, not to brahmachari or sannyasi. Who was Arjun? A householder. Srimad Bhagavatam was delivered to whom? Parikshit. A householder, not a brahmachari or sannyasi. Rather, brahmachari or sannyasi came and sat down there to hear. So Lord does not discriminate the bodily consciousness. The bodily consciousness, brahmachari, girastha. The object is grihe thako, bone thako, sada hari bole daka. Engagement. Krishna becomes happy by service. If somebody, by wearing saffron cloth or remaining brahmachari and not serving Krishna, what's the use? Rather, he becomes householder and chants Hare Krishna. That's more important. Prabhupada said, better to be honest estate sweeper than a pretender. So there is no discrimination. But householder, usually, out of their humility, they said, yes, Prabhu, you are brahmachari, you are totally free to chant Hare Krishna. That's what brahmachari is supposed to do anyway. You are a sannyasi, you are 24 hour engaged, but I am householder. Prabhupada wrote to his Guru Maharaj, my dear Guru Maharaj, all the brahmachari, sannyasi, they are fully engaged in your service of the mutt and mission. I am householder. I cannot do much. Please tell me, what can I do? But Prabhupada, unflinching faith in his Guru, and look, what did he do? So don't lament whether you are householder or... Main thing is to fix our mind in service of Krishna. That is most important. Whether one is householder or whoever.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Any other question? Alright. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.